Come, Friar Francis, be brief, only to the plain form of marriage, and you shall recount their particular duties afterwards.
You come hither, my lord, to marry this lady?
No, to be married to her, Friar. You come to marry her.
Lady, you come hither to be married to this count?
I do.
If either of you know any inward impediment why you should not be conjoined, I charge you on your souls to utter it.
Know you any hero?
None, my lord.
Know you any? Come.
I dare make his answer. None.
Oh, what men dare do, what men may do, what men daily do, not knowing what they do.
How now, interjections. Why then, some be laughing.
Stand thee by, Friar. Father, by your leave. Will you, with free and unconstrained soul, give me this maid, your daughter?
As freely, son, as God did give her me.
And what have I to give you back, whose worth may counterpoise this rich and precious gift?
Nothing. Unless you render her again.
Sweet prince, you learn me noble thankfulness. Rail me not! Take her back again. Give not this rotten orange to your friend. She's but the sign and semblance of her honor. Behold, how like a maid she blushes here. Oh, what authority and show of truth can cunning sin cover itself withal? Comes not this blood as modest evidence to witness simple virtue? Would you not swear, all you that see her, that she were a maid by these exterior shows? But she is none. She knows the heat of a luxurious bed. Her blush is guiltiness, not modesty.
What do you mean, my lord?
Not to be married. Not to knit my soul to an approved wanton.
Dear my lord, if you in your own proof have vanquished the resistance of her youth and made defeat of her virginity.
I know what you would say. If I have known her, you will say she did embrace me as a husband, and so extenuate the forehand sin. No, Leonato. I never tempted her with word too large, but as a brother to his sister, showed bashful sincerity and comely love.
And see thy ever otherwise to you.
Now, from thee seeming, I will write against it. You seem to me as Diane in her orb, as chaste as is the bud ere it be blown. But you are more intemperate in your blood than Venus, or those pampered animals that rage in savage sensuality.
Is my lord well that he doth speak so wide?
Sweet prince, why speak not you?
What should I speak? I stand dishonored, but have gone about to link my dear friend to a common stale.
Are these things spoken, or do I but dream?
Sir, they are spoken. And these things are true.
This looks not like a nuptial.
True! Oh, God!
Leonato, stand I here. Is this the prince? Is this the prince's brother? Is this face heroes? Are our eyes our own?
All this is so, but what of this, my lord?
Let me but move one question to your daughter, and by that fatherly and kindly power that you have in her, bid her answer truly.
I charge thee do so as thou art my child.
Oh, God, defend me! How am I beset? What kind of catechizing call you this?
I make you answer truly to your name.
Is it not hero? Who can blot that name with any just reproach?
That can hero. Hero itself can blot out hero's virtue. What man was he talked with you yesternight? Out of your window betwixt 12 and 1. Now, if you are a maid, answer to this.
I talked with no man at that hour, my lord.
Why then are you no maiden? Leonato, I am sorry you must hear. Upon mine honor, myself, my brother, and this grievous count, did see her, hear her at that hour last night talk with a ruffian at her chamber window, who hath indeed, most like a liberal villain, confessed the vile encounters they have had 1,000 times in secret.
Why, they are not to be named, my lord, not to be spoke of. There is not chastity enough in language, without offence, to utter them. But, pretty lady, I am sorry for thy much misgovernment.
Oh, hero! What a hero hadst thou been, if half thy outward graces have been placed about thy thoughts and counsels of thy heart. But fare thee well, most foul, most fair. Farewell, thou pure in piety and impious purity. For thee, I'll lock up all the gates of love. and on my eyelids shall conjecture hang to turn all beauty into thoughts of harm, and never shall it more be gracious.
Hath no man's dagger here a point for me?
Well, now, cousin, wherefore sink you down?
Come, let us go. These things come thus to light. Smother her spirits up.
How doth the lady?
Yes, I think. Uncle! Hero! My dear old uncle! Signor Benedict Friar!
Oh, fate, take not away thy heavy hand. Death is the fairest cover for her shame that may be wished for.
Oh, no, cousin.
Oh. Have comfort, lady.
Dost thou look up?
Yea, wherefore should she not?
Wherefore? Why did not every earthly thing cry shame upon her? Could she here deny the story that is printed in her blood? Oh, do not live, hero, do not open thine eyes. But did I think thou wouldst not quickly die? Thought I thy spirit was stronger than thy chains, myself would on the rearward of reproaches strike at thy life! Grieved I had but one. Should I for that of frugal nature's frames, or one too much by thee? Why had I one? Why ever wast thou lovely in my eyes? Why had I not with charitable hands took up a beggar's issue at my gates? Who smirched thus, admired with infamy, I might have said, no part of this is mine, this shame derives itself from unknown lots. But mine, the mine I loved, and mine I praised, the mine that I was proud of, mine so much that I myself was to myself, not mine, relic of her. Why, she, oh, she has fallen into a pit of ink that the wide sea of drops too few to wash her clean again. And so too little let me season give a foul-tainted flesh. Sir, be patient. For my part, I'm so attired in wonder, I know not what to say.
Oh, upon my soul, my cousin has been lied.
Lady, were you her bedfellow last night?
No, truly not. Although, until last night, I had this 12 months in her bedfellow.
Confirmed, confirmed. Oh, that is stronger made than was before, barred up with ribs of iron. Would the two princes lie? And Claudio lie, who loved us so that speaking of foulness washed him with tears? Hence from her, let her die.
Hear me a little, for I have only been silent so long, and given way unto this course of fortune by noting of the lady. I have marked 1,000 blushing apparitions to start into her face. 1,000 innocent shames in angel whiteness beat away those blushes. And in her eye there hath appeared a fire to burn the errors that these princes hold against her maiden truth. Call me a fool. Trust not my reading, nor my observations, which with experimental seal that warrant the tenor of my book. Trust not my age, my reverence, calling, nor divinity. If this sweet lady lie not guiltless here under some biting error.
Friar, it cannot be. Thou seest that all the grace that she hath left is that she will not add to her damnation the sin of perjury. She not denies it. Why seekst thou then to cover with excuse that which appears in proper nakedness?
Lady, what man is he you are accused of?
They know that do accuse me. I know none. If I know more of any man alive than that which maiden modesty doth warrant, let all my sins lack mercy. Oh, my father, prove you that any man with me conversed at hours unmeet, or that I yesternight maintained the change of words with any creature, refuse me, hate me, torture me to death.
There is some strange misprision in the princes.
Two of them have the very bent of honor. And if their wisdom be misled in this, the practice of it lives in John the Bastard, whose spirits toil in frame of villainies. I know not. If they speak the truth of her, these hands shall tear her. If they wrong her honor, the proudest of them shall well hear of it. Time hath not so dried this blood of mine. Nor age so eat up my invention, nor fortune made such havoc of my means, nor my bad life reft me of such friends. But they shall find, awaked in such a kind, both strength of limb and policy of mind, ability and means and choice of friends to quit me of them truly.
Pause a while, and let my counsel sway you in this case. Your daughter here, the prince is left for dead. Let her a while be secretly kept in, and publish it that she is dead indeed. Maintain a mourning ostentation, and on your family's old monument hang mournful epitaphs, and do all rites that appertain unto a burial.
What should become of this? What will this do?
Marry, this well carried, shall on her behalf change slander to remorse. That is some good, but not for that dream I on this strange course. But on this travail look for greater birth. She dying, as it must be so maintained, upon the instant that she was accused, shall be lamented, pitied, and excused of every hearer. For it so falls out that what we have we prize not to the worth whiles we enjoy it, but being lacked and lost, why then we rack the value. Then we find the virtue that possession would not show us whiles it was ours. So will it fare with Claudio. When he shall hear she died upon his words, the idea of her life shall sweetly creep into his study of imagination, and every lovely organ of her life shall come apparelled in more precious habit, more moving, delicate, and full of life, into the eye and prospect of his soul. Then she lived indeed. Then shall he mourn, if ever love had interest in his liver, and wish he had not so accused her, no, though he thought his accusation true. Let this be so, and doubt not but success will fashion the event in better shape than I can lay it down in likelihood. But if all aim but this be level false, the supposition of the lady's death will quench the wonder of her infamy. And if it sought not well, you may conceal her as best befits her wounded reputation in some reclusive and religious life, out of all eyes, tongues, minds, and injuries.
Signor Leonato, let the friar advise you, and though you know my inwardness and love is very much unto the prince and Claudio, yet by mine honor I will deal in this as secretly and justly as your soul should with your body.
Being that I flow in grief, the smallest twine may lead me.
It is well consented. Presently away. For to strange sores, strangely we strain the cure. Come, lady, die to live. This wedding day, perhaps, is but prolonged. Have patience and endure.
Lady Beatrice, have you wept all this while?
Yes, and I will weep a while longer.
I will not desire that.
You have no reason. I do it freely.
Surely I do believe your fair cousin is wronged.
Ah! How much might the man deserve of me that would right her?
Is there any way to show such friendship?
A very even way. But no such friend.
May a man do it?
It is a man's office, but not yours.
I do love nothing in the world so well as you. It's not that strange.
As strange as the thing I know not. It were as possible for me to say I loved nothing so well as you. But believe me not. And yet I lie not. I confess nothing, nor deny nothing. I'm sorry for my cousin.
By my sword, Beatrice, thou lovest me.
Do not swear and eat it.
I will swear by it that you love me, and I'll make him eat it that says I love not you.
Will you not eat your word?
With no source that can be devised to it, I protest. I love thee.
Well, then, God forgive me.
Well, what offends you, Beatrice?
You stayed me in a happy hour. I was about to protest I love you.
And do it with all thy heart.
I love you with so much of my heart that none is left to protest.
Come. Bid me do anything for thee.
Kill Claudio.
Not for the wide world.
You kill me to deny it. Farewell.
Oh, Charlie, sweet dear.
No, I am gone. Though I am here, there is no love in you. I pray you let me go.
Never.
In faith, I will go.
We'll be friends first.
Oh, you dare easier be friends with me than fight with mine enemy.
If Claudio, thine enemy...
Is it not approved in the height a villain?
that has slandered, scorned, dishonored my kinswoman. Oh, if I were a man! What? Bear her in hand, and when they come to take hands, and then, with public accusation, uncover slander, unmitigated rancor. Oh, God, that I were a man! I would eat his heart in the marketplace.
But hear me, dear.
Talk with a man out the window, a proper saying.
Nay, but
sweet hero, she is wronged, she is slandered, she is undone. Princes and counties. Oh, surely, a princely testimony, a goodly count. Count confess, a sweet gallant, surely. Oh, that I were a man for his sake. Oh, that I had any friend would be a man for my sake. But manhood is melted into curses, valor into compliment, and manner of me turned into tongue. Antrim once, too, he is now as valiant as Hercules that only tells a lie and swears it. I cannot be a man with wishing, ever I will die a woman grieving.
Terry, good Beatrice, by this hand I love you.
Use it for my love some other way than swearing by it.
Think you in your soul that Count Claudio hath wronged Hero?
As sure as I have a thought or a soul.
Enough. I am engaged. I will challenge him. I will kiss your hand. And so I leave you. By this hand, Claudio shall render me a dear account. As you hear of me, so think of me. Go comfort your cousin. I must say she is dead. Farewell.